Remote services unprepared. Stephen started with a high temperature on Saturday the 7th of March. At first we thought it was just a virus I'd had 2 weeks before. He dragged himself into work, feeling progressively worse. I rang the 111 coronavirus helpline at day 10, because there was no improvement. After a 20-minute wait, I spoke to an operator who said she would put a flag on the system for a nurse. If no nurse was available, I would have to ring 111 again, and select option 2. No nurse was available, so I had to re-ring 111. The options you have to choose from to get to the correct queue are mind-boggling. The word nurse is not used once in the process. I had to wait an hour and 20 minutes on hold. In this time the phone line goes silent constantly, and you think you've been cut off. You also get very loud blasts of interference noise and the occasional "please hold the line, your call is important to us." The nurse, she didn't announce herself as one, spoke to me, and then Stephen to establish his symptoms. We were then to wait for a call from a health technician. I had to contact work, to say I wouldn't be in, because I needed to look after my husband who has coronavirus symptoms. I was told I could work from home, or put on leave. Told them I couldn't focus on work today, but my sister would bring my laptop to me, so I could work from home the next day. Sister contacted me to say they have no spare connecting cords, to connect to a second screen, so I'm to work off one small screen. I've been raising for weeks at team meetings, that we should have been testing working from home. Wendy Minnie, Nottingham,